Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the supremacy, dominion, rule, sovereignty. Be glorified, be honored, be adored. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor, give him the adoration. Father, we worship you. Thank you, Master. Is it not a great privilege to be in his presence tonight? Give the Lord the praise. If you are seated, be upstanding. Help me shake 3 hands around you and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. Tell them you are welcome, 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 you are welcome. Something good will happen to you tonight. Give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here today into God's presence. All over the world, people connected. I believe that we cannot live here the same way we have come. In Jesus' precious name. Someone say a loud amen. It has been a blessed month of the blessing, reigning in the blessing and supernatural supplies. In the Wednesday services, we've been looking at the blessing of God, the blessing of Abraham. We saw the blessing of Jacob. We saw the blessing of Jabez last Wednesday. Today, we shall be looking at the blessing of Isaac. The blessing of Isaac. Genesis, our objective is to understand the blessing of Isaac and then to understand the secrets of the blessing of Isaac. Genesis 25 and in verse 5, the Bible said that Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. Everything that was on Abraham, he gave to Isaac. But to the sons of the concubines, verse 6, he gave them gifts. But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, he gave them gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son while he yet lived eastward unto the east country. He gave all that he had unto Isaac. In verse 11 of the same Genesis 25, verse 11, the Bible said, and it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac. And Isaac dwelt by the well Lahairoi. God blessed his son Isaac. You look at Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 12 all the way to verse 14. The scripture mentioned, it said that then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. We can stop here. And the Lord blessed him. We know from scripture that Isaac was the extension of the blessing of Abraham. It was natural for Isaac to be the inheritor or the recipient of the generational blessing that was on Abraham. But in many ways, it appeared as if Isaac was a little bit more, a bit more successful? Well, Isaac went a bit forward, a bit more than Abraham. And in fact, it looks to me like the result of Isaac appeared even a bit more outstanding than that of Jacob, his son. And we'll look at that shortly. But what was the blessing of Isaac? Number one, it was the blessing of restfulness and peace. Restfulness and peace. Even beyond what Abraham and Jacob experienced. Isaac had a restful life, peaceful life. As at the time Isaac had exploded in Genesis 26 and in verse 14, and he had possession, had everything, but he had already exploded. Up until that time, there had not been a single fight that Isaac engaged anybody in. In fact, by verse 16, the Philistines said, "You are bigger than us. We can't fight you. Please leave us." So Isaac had the blessing of restfulness and the blessing of peace. And I believe that that shall become somebody's portion in Jesus' name. Peace is a blessing. Restfulness is a blessing. Number two was the blessing of divine guidance and direction. Where you are not just living by random motion. Where your life is not lived by trial and error. It was a blessing of divine guidance. Isaac was divinely guided and divinely directed in Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 1. And there was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto the Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, son to Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, "Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of." The Lord appeared to him. Isaac was not praying. Isaac wasn't fasting. Isaac wasn't even asking any question. On his own, God appeared on his own. What a blessing. What a blessing for God to know the direction you need and to know the steps you need to take. You are not asking him. He is the one appearing to you by himself. What a blessing. What a blessing for God to just show up in your dream tonight and say, "I'm aware that you are about to take a journey. Don't move." You haven't asked him, "Lord, should I go or not?" It's a blessing to be divinely guided. It is the blessing of divine guidance and direction. Number three is the blessing of increasing greatness. Greatness that is on the increase. In Genesis chapter 26, and in verse 13, the Bible said, "And the man was great." He waxed. That is greatness that is increasing. The man waxed. He's waxing great. It is the blessing of increasing greatness. There are people who were great before but are not great today. There are people who are great but the greatness reached a level and it stopped there. But that was not Isaac. It was a greatness that kept on increasing. It was the blessing of increasing greatness. Number four, it was the blessing of unstoppable growth and progress. Growth and progress that couldn't be stopped. In verse 13, again that same verse, chapter 26, verse 13, "And he went forward and grew until, that until means he wasn't stopped. The growth couldn't be stopped. The progress couldn't be stopped. There are people whose growth and progresses are stopped. Stopped by witches, stopped by witchcraft, stopped by opposition, stopped by hatred, stopped by bitterness. But this was a man that had a blessing that was that gave him a growth and gave him a progress that was unstoppable. That was the blessing of Isaac. Number four. Number five, it was a blessing of multiplied possession and abundance. Abundance everywhere. Possession everywhere. The Bible said in verse 14. That he had possession of flocks. And possession of herds. Possession of flocks. Possession of herds. Multidimensional possession. Increase on every side. Excess without stress. Excess without stress. Isaac had such a blessing. Number six, it was the blessing of massive people influence.
When God gives you the privilege to be an influencer of multitudes. In verse 14 he said, he had a great store of servants. There were, he had many people on his payroll. He had many people that were under his influence. It is a blessing, not just to get a job, but to be a job provider. It's a blessing, not just to be excited, but to be a source of joy to many. It's a blessing to have the privilege of influencing people. It's a blessing. Do you understand what I'm saying? I have never preached in the Philippines before. And then you stepped into a country you have never been before. And then you have the multitudes gathered everywhere. The first city of Pagadian. Then you go to the next city of Bicolidian. The Bico crowd was more than the Pagadian crowd. You were there. The Bico crowd was more, but they had poor lighting and poor coverage. It went from the front all the way to the road, covered everywhere. And then Manila, Philippines. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And you haven't been there before. And this is not your country. Am I communicating at all? Today, this pastor of the Pagadian Church is currently in Indonesia, 7 hours flight from the Philippines, to commence the preparation for the crusade in October in Indonesia, our crusade. So in the three crusades again is happening in Southeast Asia. The first one is Indonesia, in Thailand, and then there is this third country. They had conflict with Thailand some time back. Three countries. Do you understand? It's the blessing when God gives you the capacity for people to rally around. It's not that you are personally talented. It's a blessing. It's a help. It's a blessing. But in this case of Isaac, he had a large employee force, a workforce that he was influencing. And number seven, are you ready for the blessing of number seven? I don't know how to put it, but let me put it like this. The blessing of enviable existence. Call it the blessing of enviable existence. The blessing of, and the Philistines envied him. Verse 14, the blessing of enviable existence. The blessing of enviable existence. God bringing you to a point, bringing your life to a point where whether you like it or not, whether you want it or not, whether you desire it or not, whether you offended anybody or not, your life is an envy. That is one of the things that come with the blessing of God. If you don't like, if you don't want to be envied, forget the blessing. If you don't want people to hate you, if you don't want people to be bitter, if you don't want people to say, who do you think you are? Leave the blessing alone. But if you don't mind envy, go ahead and walk into the blessing. Envy cannot kill. The same way that bad eye does not kill chicken. Do you understand? I was talking with a good man yesterday. Good, quality, solid Christian man. And he told me how his uncle was sick. Man of substance, man of means. Good Christian man. And he sent doctors, personal, private doctors, to go to the man's house. You know what I'm talking about? Normally, sick people go to the hospital. But well, in my position, let me send doctors to my uncle at home to attend to him. When the doctors came, the uncle drove them. Oh yeah? He said the man has sent them to come and inject him to die. The wonders will never end. What will he benefit from the death of an uncle? An uncle that is already an old man. Are you hearing something? During Christmas period, the same man used to send Christmas package to his people in the village. Rice, all manner of things. After a while, the people rejected it. They said, we won't collect again. They say, what happened? They say, what is dividing for them is exchanging their destiny. Magana deo, talk day. And I can tell you, this is a similar story, familiar story everywhere. He said, he's exchanging their destiny with his gifts. I laughed. Say what? So he stopped. He stopped giving anything. By last December, as country sweet, as the economy so sweet. They began to desire what they rejected. So when he sent, okay, are you people ready? He said, oh, please, anything you want to bring, bring. It was divided before it arrived, because the lions then. That is how this life is. When God begins to bless you, there are those who will react from their failure. Instead of asking what step did this man take? What gave him such a favor with God? You know, when God blessed Abraham, Lot, who followed Abraham, was blessed. How can I connect with this blessed fountain? No way. It goes into envy. Enviable existence. The blessing. Don't forget this one. The blessing of enviable existence. Number 8 is the blessing of might and stature beyond institutions and nations. God blesses you with a might, with a stature that is beyond institutions and nations. In verse 16, the Philistines, that's Genesis 26, 16, they say, you are mightier than we. Isaac, you are a person, but you are bigger than our nation. Where God brings you to a point where you are an individual bigger than an institution. Where you are an individual bigger than an institution. Where you are a person that is bigger than a nation. One American who came here some time ago, he told somebody, you know, American people, when they come to our country here, they are shocked at the driving. They are just shocked at everything. He told somebody, he said, all you need to do is to drive from the road and enter the Lord's garden, the glory room, and your peace returns. Your peace just returns. Chaos disappears. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There are many people seated here today that God, and people watching online and everywhere, that God is desiring to do something in you that is bigger than institutions. Number 9 is the blessing of recovering ancient wells and mantles unto enlargement. Recovering ancient wells, ancient mantles. Isaac redug the wells of his father. Genesis chapter 26, again verse 18 all the way to verse 22. Until he arrived at Rehoboth, he redug the wells. God brings you to a point in the blessing of Isaac where the wells of ancient revival wells, ancient mantles, ancient graces, ancient supplies, ancient provisions, you can recover them in the blessing. And finally, number 10, it is the blessing of divine health, vitality, and longevity is a blessing. Where you are healthy, where you are strong, and where you last. In Genesis 35, verse 28 to verse 29. Genesis 35, 28 to 29. It said, and the days of Isaac was 104 years. That is 180 years. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died. He was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. 180 years of no day of sickness. 180 years in strength. The blessing of divine health and vitality and longevity. So what is the blessing of Isaac? Number one is the blessing of restfulness and peace. Number two, it is the blessing of divine guidance and direction. Number three is the blessing of increasing greatness. Greatness that can't be stopped. Number four is the blessing of unstoppable growth and progress. Now, greatness that is increasing, and then this is growth that can't be stopped. Number five is the blessing of multiplied possession and abundance. Excess without stress. Number six, it is the blessing of massive people influence. Where God gives you the capacity to influence multitudes. Number seven, it is the blessing. I was trying to remember Cambodia. That is Thailand, Cambodia, and Indonesia. The blessing of enviable existence. Number eight is the blessing of might and stature that is beyond institutions and nations. Number nine is the blessing of recovering ancient wells and mantles unto enlargement. And number 10 is the blessing of divine health, vitality, and longevity. Anybody trusting God for these blessings, say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. What were the secrets of Isaac's blessing? Number one, the capacity to hear the word or voice of God. Capacity to hear the voice or word of God. Genesis 26 and in verse 1, he said, verse 2, and the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt. Anybody who is in touch with the voice of God, in touch with the word of God, is in touch with the blessing. Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 6, he said, verse 3, he said, blessed is everyone that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy. The word of God is a connector to the blessing. I pray that somebody here today, you will plead with God, whatever happens, don't leave me without your voice. Don't leave me without your word. The capacity to hear the word or voice of God. Number two, the decision to obey divine instruction. Go not down to Egypt. And he obeyed. Remain in this land. Genesis 26 verse 1 to 4. The blessing of God is in obedience. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 and 2. He said, it shall come to pass that if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all his commandments which I command you this day. There is a commandment I am commanding you if you obey. Verse 2, all these blessings shall come on you. The question somebody need to ask, Lord, is, Lord, is there something you have told me to do I'm not obeying? Is there a commandment I am disobeying? I need to hear your voice. I need to know what you want me to do. The decision to obey divine instruction. It's not enough to hear what God is saying. It's enough. It's important to obey. Number three is the decision to, is the decision not to act like everyone else. Is the decision to act differently from everyone else. In the same Genesis 26 verse 1 to 4, When God said to him, go not down to Egypt. It appeared to me like the trend at that time. And because Isaac has not mentioned that he was going anywhere. Verse 1. And there was famine in the land. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines. He didn't go to Egypt. It appeared like there was a contemplation. And it also appeared like that was the fad. Boss, Nigeria is so difficult. Let me just look for visa to Canada. Let me just jackpot to England. It appears like that was the trend. And God was saying something like, don't follow everybody to act this way. And we are not saying that everybody who traveled out of the country traveled wrongly. There are those that God may direct like that. But in this case, Isaac, don't act like everybody. And he obeyed. Many times, when we follow the generality, we lose our destiny. Don't forget it. Many times when we follow the generality, we lose both originality and destiny. When those who follow the crowd get lost in the crowd, don't forget that. The blessing of God is not looking for the people who are permanently looking for what everybody else is doing. Isaac decided to act differently from everyone else. Number four is like number three, but it's different. It's the decision to think differently. Isaac didn't just act differently. He thought differently. In Genesis 26 verse 12, he thought differently. What do I mean? How can you be sowing when people are looking for what to eat? People were thinking scarcity. Isaac was thinking plenty. People were thinking famine. Isaac was thinking harvest. When men say they are cast down, he was thinking that there is a lifting up. And the Bible said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That was Isaac. Until you think different, you don't end different. You need a revolutionary mentality to spark a revolution in your generation. The decision to think differently, it attracted the blessing to Isaac. Number five is the decision to be a sower, not a consumer. Isaac sowed. The decision to be a sower, the decision to be a giver, the decision to sow, even in adversity, even in crisis. That man was talking about everything that comes, less so, and what he was talking about is 10,000. Nobody asked him to do it. Isaac decided. That is where the covenant comes in. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Cold and heat and summer and winter. And day and night shall not cease. For as long as you determine to be a giver, you are not permitted to be a beggar. For as long as you are decided to be a sower, you are positioned to be a reaper. Number six. What number are we? The decision to be a sower. Number five. Okay, is that five? Number six is qualitative family life. Qualitative. of all the three people, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the best family life that we saw it in the life of Isaac. I'll pull out just two things. Abraham's wife Sarah was barren. Isaac's wife Rebekah was barren. Jacob's two wives were barren. Okay, let's start for a start. Of the three of them, Isaac was the only one who had one wife. Hello? Abraham had a child with somebody before his son Isaac. So he had a second wife by the name Hagar. Drove Hagar away, and when Rebekah died, he married Keturah. Alright? Jacob had four. Two sisters and their two house girls. Isaac had one. That is for a start. Number two, all the women, for one reason or the other, it looks like a generational curse. Sarah was barren. Rebekah was barren. Both Rachel and Leah were barren. All the women had to fight the barrenness. Only Isaac fought for his wife's barrenness. Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. I believe that was Genesis 25:21. Because she was barren, he pleaded with God for his wife. In Africa and in most part of the world, the woman go and fight. If you don't bring us a child by this time next year, you're on your own. The woman is the one that is to struggle for child to come. Isaac took the matter on his head. Rebekah, relax. Let me fight this battle. Oh Lord, why should my wife be barren? Oh Lord, my wife needs a child. And God heard Isaac's prayer for his wife. When last did you take your wife's matter and take it as a battle? And we're going somewhere with this. That was number two. And the third one, Genesis chapter 26, verse 8. Isaac lived. And it came to pass when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. If you need, to look at it from other translations. He was sporting. He was playing. There was marital relationship, family relationship. Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked down from a window and saw Isaac, his wife, Rebekah. I'm unable to call the word. All right, move to another translation. Isaac, what are you doing for people to see? What brought you from the house outside? House not enough. That was the quality of life, family life. He was so much into his wife. His wife, that a second wife was not an option. And two things were outstanding for Isaac, separate from the others. Abraham fought a lot. Jacob's life was fight from, even from the womb he was fighting. The only one that had zero fight was Isaac. Stressless. I mean, the only time where he had any confrontation was when he was digging the wells. At that time, he was already a very big man. He was not digging to be bigger. There was a second thing with Isaac's life. Isaac lasted longer than both of them. You thought Abraham was 175. That was long. Jacob was 146. Isaac was 180. Blessing. Everything has its advantage. Everything. No matter how little it is, there is an advantage. And if you have a family life that is not working, I'm not trying to attack you or trying to make you feel bad. The reason why they put brake in cars is so that you can stop. And the reason why there is reverse gear is so that you can change direction. Hallelujah. I believe that God is doing something wonderful in somebody's life tonight. Say aloud, amen. So qualitative family life was a secret of the unique blessings of Abraham and of Isaac. And number 7 is a persistent, resilient spirit. A persistent, resilient spirit. That is the refusal to give up. If you read Genesis 26 and in verse 17 all the way to verse, and Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. Now from verse 18 to 22, resistance. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the headmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's headmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from them and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. For he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. If you are resilient and persistent, no devil can stop your blessing. You need a fighting spirit. You need a spirit that is irresistible, indomitable, indefatigable. You can't be tired out by any devil. And then when God sees such a spirit, he will rest his blessing upon it. Again, what are the secrets of the blessing of Isaac? Number 1 is the capacity to hear the word or voice of God. Number 2 is the decision to obey divine instructions. And the question is, Lord, what are you telling me to do that I'm not hearing? Number 3 is the decision not to act like everyone else. Is the decision to act different from everyone else. Number 4 it is the decision to think differently. Number 5, it is the decision to be a sower, not a consumer. Number 6, is qualitative family life. And number 7, is a persistent, resilient spirit. I believe God spoke to somebody here tonight. If you are that one, say aloud, amen. Somebody is blessed, say aloud, amen. Somebody is blessed. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest, amen. A loud most, amen. Are you ready for the blessing tonight? Can I declare some blessings upon you tonight? And then we establish them in prayer within a few minutes. Before we do that, say after me, say, Father. Say after me, say, Father. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I receive the grace, to employ, the secret, of the blessing
of the blessing
of Isaac,
in the name of Jesus,
the capacity, to hear your word, and your voice, I receive it, in the name of Jesus, the capacity, to obey,
your
instruction,
I receive it,
in the name of Jesus,
the decision,
not to act like everyone,
I receive the grace,
in the name of Jesus, the ability, to think differently. I receive it. In the name of Jesus. The decision. And the grace. To be a sower. Not a consumer. I receive it. Help. With qualitative. Family life. Qualitative.
relationships. I receive it in the name of Jesus. The baptism of the persistent, resilient spirit, I receive in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, lift your voice and pray. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift your hands and your voice now and receive these prophetic declarations. I prophesy upon everyone here tonight and everyone connected around the world. The blessing of restfulness and peace is your portion.
Amen.
Every trace of crisis and every trace of tension and agitation, I declare it arrested in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I prophesy the blessing of divine guidance and direction.
Amen.
The next step you want to take, may God usher your steps.
Amen.
And guide your steps. I decree the blessing of increasing greatness. No devil shall arrest your blessing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I declare the blessing of unstoppable growth and progress. Nothing shall stop your growth and progress in the name of Jesus. I prophesy the blessing of multiplied possession. The blessing of abundance. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy the blessing of massive people influence. In the name of Jesus. The grace to employ. The grace to employ. Receive in the name of Jesus. The blessing of enviable existence. And the grace to deal with envy. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blessing of might and stature.
Amen.
Beyond institutions and nations.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Ancient wells. Ancient mantles.
Amen.
To recover and receive them. Receive that blessing.
Amen.
And the blessing of divine health.
Amen.
Vitality and longevity.
Amen.
Receive it right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Open your mouth and establish the temple blessing of Isaac. Now say after me, say, Father, I receive the establishment of the tenfold blessing of Isaac tonight in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. the name of Jesus.
The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Proverbs 19 and in verse 21, the Bible said there are many devices in the man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Father, let your counsel and your blessing for our nation stand.
Amen.
Like you all know, we are in another season. Politically and otherwise. Father, let your blessing rest upon our nation.
Amen.
Let your counsel stand in this land.
Amen.
Let every curse of evil be uprooted.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your voice and 1 minute and say, Father, we ask that your blessing and your counsel for our nation will stand in this season. We ask that every curse of evil on our land be uprooted and overturned in this season in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Father, we ask that your counsel and your blessing for our nation in this season will stand. And let every curse of evil, every root of evil be uprooted. Pray. Father, we ask that your blessing and counsel for our nation will stand in this season. We ask that every cause of evil in our land be overturned in this season, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands. And speak, Lord, lay upon me the blessing of Isaac. I receive the grace to walk in the secrets of Isaac, and I receive your help to walk in the blessing of Isaac. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace to walk in the secrets
of Isaac,
and I receive your help
to
walk in the blessing
of Isaac.
In the name of Jesus, go ahead, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. And you are here tonight in need of surrender to Jesus. Forgiveness for your sins. You pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you tonight
to surrender my life to you. Come into my life and make me a new person. From today, I go forward ever and backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout aloud, amen. Somebody shout aloud, most amen.